And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Well, after 6 years of drama, TikTok has finally struck a deal to stay in the United States. Under the agreement, a new U.S. version of the app will be 80% owned by international investors. Oracle, Emirati from NJX, and Silver Lake will each hold 15%. ByteDance will retain just 19.9%, conveniently under the threshold that would trigger the ban. Oracle will manage all U.S. user data, which should ease some national security concerns. Whether it fully addresses the Chinese spying on your teenagers problem, well, that remains to be seen. And speaking of tech and teenagers, Meta is pulling its AI characters from users under 18 after those simulated personalities, which were designed for extended conversations and role-playing, raised alarms with parents and lawmakers. Meta promises a future PG-13 version with parental controls. The company insists it's being proactive, though mounting lawsuits accusing social media giants of harming children's mental health may have helped clarify their priorities. The Trump administration's Title IX crackdown has started to heat up. The Department of Education has referred Minnesota to the Justice Department after the state refused to negotiate over allowing boys to compete in girls' sports. Minnesota became the poster child for this issue last spring when a male pitcher dominated the girls' state softball tournament. And down in Texas, San Antonio found a creative workaround to Governor Abbott's ban on pride crosswalks. They're painting the sidewalks instead. And in an odd twist, Pride San Antonio and the Texas Conservative Liberty Forum filed a joint lawsuit. One wants crosswalks back, the other wants all public pride paintings gone, but both agree bureaucrats should not be spending $170,000 without proper authorization. Live Action released undercover footage ahead of its March for Life showing Planned Parenthood employees telling women that abortion is safer than carrying to term and offering to ship pills without ultrasound or parental knowledge. One Minnesota employee assured a caller they could set things up to be confidential. Live Action President Lila Rose met with HHS Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr. to discuss pulling Mifepristone from the market, a drug that has ended an estimated 7.5 million lives since its approval. In academic news, it kind of writes its own punchline. Feminist historian Irene Koslet's new book claims William Shakespeare was actually a black Jewish woman named Emilia Willoughby. The theory relies on critical and feminist theory, of course, rather than historical documentation. But why let pesky facts interfere with a good narrative, right? And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus, or you can also sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both of those things can be done at fortisinstitute.org. And also, do not forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your very favorite podcast app so you can get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.